Symposium, The Apology and the Allegory of the Cave by Plato, translated by Benjamin Jowett, narrated by Jonathan Cowley. This unabridged audiobook was produced in the year 2011 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Symposium. Introduction. Of all the works of Plato, the Symposium is the most perfect in form, and may be truly thought to contain more than any commentator has ever dreamed of. Or, as Goethe said of one of his own writings, more than the author himself knew. For in philosophy, as in prophecy, glimpses of the future may often be conveyed in words which could hardly have been understood or interpreted at the time when they were uttered, which were wiser than the writer of them meant, and could not have been expressed by him if he had been interrogated about them. Yet Plato was not a mystic, nor in any degree affected by the Eastern influences which afterwards overspread the Alexandrian world. He was not an enthusiast or a sentimentalist, but one who aspired only to see reason truth, and whose thoughts are clearly explained in his language. There is no foreign element either of Egypt or of Asia to be found in his writings. And more than any other Platonic work, the Symposium is Greek both in style and subject, having a beauty as of a statue, while the companion dialogue of the Phaedrus is marked by a sort of Gothic irregularity. More too than in any other of his dialogues, Plato is emancipated from former philosophers. The genius of Greek art seems to triumph over the traditions of Pythagorean, Eleatic, or Megarian systems, and the old quarrel of poetry and philosophy has at least a superficial reconcilement. An unknown person who had heard of the discourses in praise of love.